Welcome. This intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson is called Rat Pack Energy. Create an MC space arrangement in Ableton Live 12 for live feel drum and bass drops. Over the next several minutes, I'll walk you through a focused arrangement view workflow to design arrangements that deliberately leave space for an MC while keeping your drops aggressive, punchy, and convincingly live. Lesson overview first. You'll learn to build a short arrangement blueprint, intro, MC verse, call, full drop, mic tag, drop reprise, at 170 to 175 BPM. You'll create a reusable MC group bus and a backing bus that automatically yields space to the MC through EQ automation and sidechain ducking. You'll also design drops that feel like a live performance using groove timing, alternate drum clips for call and response, short off-mic stage reverb, and simple automation tricks so the backing reacts like a band. What you'll build in practical terms, a one-page arrangement blueprint for DNB at 170-175 BPM, an MC bus with basic stock processing and return sends for stage ambience, a backing bus with EQ and sidechain compressor triggered by the MC that opens up exactly when needed, two drum variations, tight and looser, committed with groove for micro timing differences, automation and back rows to quickly toggle MC space and keep the drops powerful. Now let's walk step by step. Make sure your live set tempo is set to 170-175 BPM and you're working in arrangement view. Step A. Prepare tracks and buses. Create the following tracks in arrangement. Drums. You can split this into drums kick slash snare and drums top for caps, hats and rides. Bass group. A group track holding your sub and mid bass channels. Instrument slash pads group, for stabs, pads, and chord hits. MC vocals, an audio track for recorded MC takes or reference vocal clips. Mic bus, a group track, route your MC vocals into here for shared processing. Backing bus, a group track, route bass group, instrument slash top drums and other backing elements into this so you can process them together when the MC appears. Sends and returns. Create send A as a short stage reverb using hybrid reverb and send B as a delay. Ping pong or echo works well. Step B. Build the MC bus processing chain using live stock devices. On the MC bus insert, in order, EQ8. Apply a gentle high pass at around 80-100 Hz and minimal shaping across 100 Hz 10k Hz. Keep it musical. Remove rumble. Don't oversculpt. Compressor. Medium attack around 1020 ms and release around 80-120 ms to glue takes. Glue compressor. Subtle for analog cohesion. Utility. Keep it centered and use it for any bus gain automation you might prefer. Setup return A is a short stage reverb, hybrid reverb with small room size, decay around 0.8-1.2 seconds, predelay 15-25 ms. Wet around 15-20%. Send the MC to return A at roughly 10-25% depending on how roomy you want them. This creates that off-mic stage ambience without washing the voice. Step C. Create the automated MC space carve on the backing bus. Route your bass, instruments, and top drums into the backing bus. Insert these devices on the bus. EQ8. Create a mid reduction band around 200-800 Hz as a bell you can automate, and add a high shelf you might automate as needed. Compressor with sidechain enabled. Set the sidechain input to the MC vocals or the MC bus. Try a ratio between 2.5:1 and 4:1. Attack 515 ms. Release 80-150 ms. Adjust threshold so the backing ducks roughly 37 dB when the MC is present. Saturator. After the compressor for a little coloration and to preserve perceived loudness. In arrangement, automate the backing bus. During MC sections, draw automation to lower the mid-band by an extra 2-4 dB and reduce the compressor threshold slightly, so ducking increases. This opens intelligibility for the MC. For drops without MC, return those automation lanes to neutral so the backing is full and aggressive again. Step D. Design the drop with live feel drum dynamics. Use drum rack for hits. Duplicate your drop drum loop into two distinct clips. Drop a tight. Drop B looser and more aggressive with ghost snares and fills. Open the groove pool and choose or create a subtle groove. For drop B, apply a loose groove, timing shifted by a few ms and a small random value. Commit the groove to the clip so drop B feels human compared to drop A. Adjust velocities and transient emphasis on drop B. Slightly lower or randomize ghost snare velocities, push ride accents, and use MIDI velocity envelopes for small variations. Step E. Call and response arrangement logic. Here's a suggested structure at 170 BPM, 00016 intro, Sparse percussion, McHugh, 016048 MC verse 1. Backing carved using automation, 048056 call, instrument stab plus short MC shout, 056112 drop 1. Full backing, heavy drums. Add a short MC tag at bar 8 of the drop, 112128 mic tag. Backing ducks again, 128144 drop 2. Variation using drop B groove. At every MC entrance, enable the backing ducking and mid-cut automation. At each drop, set automation back to neutral for maximum impact. Use quick one or two bar vocal presences to simulate a live MC interacting with the crowd. Step F. Microdynamics and automation to feel live. Don't change the master tempo. For perceived tempo pushes, use micro timing via groove pool and slight swing changes between sections. Automate drum bus transient or top drum utility gain. Reduce drums top by 2-3 dB during verses, and slam it back up for drops. Automate reverb send amounts. MC gets a touch more returned during verses for presence. Reduce MC reverb slightly during drops so the voice reads more in the mix. Step G. Quick MC monitoring tweaks. Automate a small presence boost on the NC around 3-5 kHz by 2-4 dB, but only during drop tags and hype moments. Use a de-esser when necessary. With stock devices, you can use a narrow EQ8 notch or multiband dynamics to tame sibilance only when the MC gets loud. Step H. Final polish and arrangement checkpoints. Keep backing reverb and returns conservative during drops. Drops need to stay dry for punch. Solo MC plus backing bus occasionally to check intelligibility, then unsolo and listen in context. Bounce a reference of an MC verse and its immediate drop for listening on headphones and monitors and adjust duck depth and reverb until the MC reads clearly without killing drop energy. Common mistakes to avoid. Overducking the backing. Don't make it too thin. Aim for 3-7 dB of perceived ducking. Using only static EQ cuts. Automate mid-cuts per section, or the MC will fight denser parts. Too much reverb on the MC during drops. Keep predelay short and wet low in high-energy moments. Heavy-handed groove. Too much humanization ruins DNB's tightness. Routing errors. Double-check your compressor sidechain source and make sure the MC is actually feeding it. Pro tips to speed workflow and improve results. Make an MC snapshot macro. Group the backing bus devices and map EQ mid-gain, compressor threshold, and utility gain to macros. Then automate one knob to open or close MC space quickly. Use an audio effect rack with two chains on the backing bus, full and carved. Crossfade between them via chain selector or a macro for fast switching without phase surprises. Keep a 15-25 ms per delay on MC reverb to maintain consonant clarity while creating room. Automate subtle saturator drive on the drum bus between drops for grit, rather than squashing dynamics with extra compression. Create a duplicate MC track with extreme processing for single bar hype shouts. Layer it only on tags so the main vocal stays clean. Mini practice exercise. 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Set tempo to 172 BPM and build a 130 arrangement. Intro 8 bars. MC verse 16. Call 4. Drop 16. Mic tag 8. Drop reprise 8. 2. Make a backing bus with bass and instruments and add EQ 8 plus a sidechained compressor from the MC. 3. Place one MC clip in the verse and tag sections. 4. Automate the backing bus midband to drop about 4 dB during the MC verse and return for the drop. 5. Create drop A tight and drop B looser via the groove pool. Place drop A for drop 1 and drop B for the reprise. 6. Export a stereo WAV and listen for MC intelligibility and drop impact. Adjust duck depth and reverb send until the MC reads clearly across headphones. Recap. The essential takeaway. Rat Pack energy is about arranging with intention. You carve both spectral and dynamic space for an MC, while preserving the drop's power. Your core tools are a backing bus with EQ8 and a sidechain compressor fed by the MC, utility gain automation, groove pool microtiming, a short predelay reverb on the MC, and alternate drum clips for live feel dynamics. Use macros and automation to make fast section changes, and always a slash B test MC presence versus full drop energy. A few final coaching notes to wrap up. Decide what MC space means for each song, full intelligibility or a call and response texture, and let that intent guide your automation. Quick wins. Map 3 macros on the backing bus, mid-cut, duck depth, and backing gain, and automate one control instead of many. Advanced carve options. Consider multiband dynamics for frequency-specific ducking or a parallel carve chain to audition extremes without phase issues. For live performance, MapMC space macros to a controller and use follow actions or scenes for quick toggling. That's the lesson. Follow this blueprint and you'll get arrangements that read like a Ratback set. MC forward in the verses, explosive in the drops, and convincingly live. Good luck, and have fun building.